about this?
We have talked about it. You know my decision.
It's not just your decision to make. You may not have changed since we first met, but in case you hadn't noticed, I'm not that little girl with ponytails anymore.
I need to keep you safe. You're not coming. It's too dangerous.
But at least stop and listen to what I have to say. Doctor!
No more words, Ruth.
This isn't just about you. This is important to me, to my life. If that naval report is right,
then... You shouldn't have seen that. That's classified information.
Oh, and since when have you let red tape hold you back? I'm damn certain you didn't get your hands on that top secret report through legitimate channels. Where did it come from?
If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
That's not funny. Doctor, if the report is true, then it changes everything.
Your father's still dead, Ruth.
Never one to pull your punches, are you? I know he must be dead, but I just need to see. To see where he worked, where he lived, and where it...
happened?
Yes, where it happened.
Ruth... even if the report is correct, which is by no means certain, and the base is still at least partially intact, that whole area of the seabed will still be contaminated by radiation, even after nearly 30 years.
If it's so dangerous, why are you going?
I'm going for you, Ruth. That probe the Navy sent was just the beginning. Tomorrow, a full-man mission is going down to the sea base. Their orders are simple. Remove all research data and seal the center permanently. Ruth, if we want to discover the truth about what happened to your father, this is our only chance.
Then let me come too.
No! Finding out the truth is important, but even more important is keeping you out of harm's way. I made a promise to your father, and I intend to keep it.
And you have. I don't know how we would have coped without you. But I'm old enough to make my own choices now. I don't need a guardian angel anymore.
You don't know what's down there, Ruth.
I don't care what I find. I just want the truth.
So do I. I'm willing to risk my own life to get it, but I won't risk yours. Now, please, go home.
No, I can't accept that. Doctor, I won't. Doctor! Doctor!
Open correspondence file, Vollmer 1. Dictation begins. Dear Doctor, thank you for your message via our mutual colleague, Dr. Hansen, and thank you for your informed interest in my work. I'm not at all sure that Hansen should have divulged quite as much to you as he apparently did. This is a classified project after all. However, Hansen's a good man, and your unit credentials speak for themselves. As it transpires, the arrival of your message was most timely. Today, I believe I have made a significant breakthrough. As you know, for years, I have been campaigning for science to find a sustainable replacement for this planet's rapidly diminishing fossil fuels. Now, finally, I think I have the proof that black smokers can become a renewable energy resource. These chimney-like structures on the seabed vent mineral-rich water into the ocean at temperatures approaching 370 degrees. Today, at last, I succeeded in positioning a turbine over one of the hydrothermal vents. The readings were off the scale. Of course, the heat melted the test turbine, but not before I had logged it all. It was a wonderful moment, and I am delighted to be able to share it with someone such as yourself, who shares my passion in this area of scientific research and development. Regrettably, my assistant, Lee, doesn't have the same enthusiasm and seems far more interested in his own project that our funders indulge him in. Pause dictation.
Professor Vollmer?
Yes?
Just got word from the surface. General Flint is coming down tomorrow, and lunch is ready.
Right. I'll see you in the mess shortly. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Continue. Further tests will be required, of course, but the signs are that the initial success will be repeated and sustained. As a result, I am quite sure that the military funding for the project will be renewed. I attach the data output for your interest and would certainly appreciate your own analysis if you are so inclined. Needless to say, please keep this information to yourself. Must sign off now. Don't think I've eaten yet today. Kind regards, Eric Vollmer. And dictation, computer, send message to Dr. John Smith.
Thank you.
Hoskins, are you ready?
Oh, I'm loading your equipment now. Oh, you know, we're pushing the weight limit. It's only a two-man sub, you know.
The extra equipment will make our voyage safer.
Doctor! Wait!
Oh. Hey, who's this?
Mills. Ruth Mills.
Coming to see us off. How sweet. Doctor, anything else to come aboard?
One more piece of equipment. You'll have to help me carry it.
Oh, great.
Oh, you're not going to the seabed in that rust bucket, are you?
Hey! My Neptune is the fastest commercial mini-sub on this coast.
The Neptune? How original. Wouldn't the Titanic be more appropriate?
Right little comedian you got there, Doctor.
Captain Hoskins was the only submariner willing to take me down to the research center.
Exactly. The deep's off limits, and I'm breaking a dozen military quarantines going there, not to mention risking my own neck.
Well, something tells me the Doctor's made it worth your while.
I'm not a charity, sweetheart. Sure, we've reached a financial agreement.
Ruth, time is short. You have to go now.
Please, Doctor, won't you reconsider? Let me help clear Dad's name.
Dad? That lunatic Volmer was your father? Thought your name was Mills.
We changed the family name after the incident.
I bet you did.
Not out of shame, if that's what you're implying, but to keep narrow-minded fools like you from ruining our lives.
Your father's negligence poisoned all the fish stock for miles around, and my father lost his business. A lot of people did. Some people lost their lives.
Well, none of that was my father's fault. He wasn't negligent. That was all just bullshit from the Navy. They used him to take the blame and keep their own hands clean. How convenient that he's not around to give his side of the story.
I was only asking.
Ruth, come over here for a minute. Dry your eyes with this.
I'm sorry. It's just having had to live with it all these years, seeing what the accusations did to Mom, and never knowing what really happened, eats away at me, Doctor, every day. The doubt is like a cancer. Now we're so close to knowing the truth.
Ruth, if it were safe, I wouldn't hesitate to take you, but it's simply too dangerous. I'll be there and back before you know it, and with all the answers we've been looking for. Trust me.
Okay. But you're not honestly going in that relic, are you?
Appearances can be deceptive. I'm sure Hoskins can get me there in one piece.
Let's just hope he can get you back, too.
You better leave. The sooner Hoskins and I go, the better, before we attract any unwanted attention.
Okay. See you later. Good luck.
Goodbye.
So, where's this last piece of equipment?
Oh, over there. Help me load it on board and we can go. Mm-hmm. I think we'll be needing this when we reach the edge of the quarantine.
Computer, open correspondence file Volmer 1. Dictation begins. Thank you, Doctor, for your very quick response to my message and your highly insightful thoughts on the Black Smoker data stream. I note also your inquiry regarding the nature of my assistant Lee's project that I mentioned in my previous message. Of course, it would not normally be ethical for me to discuss another scientist's work, but I have to admit that I am becoming increasingly concerned about Lee's activities. Although he's supposed to be acting as my assistant, Lee spends more time on his own work in the secondary lab. Human genetics is a particularly sensitive area of research, and I'm not at all comfortable with the concept of it having a military application. I think Lee senses my unease, and lately he's refused to talk about the results from his work, and frankly, I don't want to know. Lee cuts a few too many corners for my liking. I've been pulling together all my research notes, as tomorrow we are receiving a surprise visit from our military representative. The General only gave us 24 hours' notice of his inspection, a clear contravention of our research agreement. But even so, I must confess that I am very pleased with my presentation. I'm ready for him. Tomorrow will be a very important day that will determine the future of the project.
I need to get some sleep.
Signing off for now. Kind regards, Eric Volmer. Computer, end dictation and send message to Dr. John Smith.
How much longer, Hoskins?
It can't be far now, Doctor. We're nearly at sea bottom. Oh, what the hell is that?
That's a proximity alarm. The military surrounded this site with sensor mines to warn away any approaching vessels. Anything non-organic triggers them. My equipment has detected the ring of mines ahead.
What do we do? The Neptune's good, but it can't evade military sensors for long.
That's why I brought this equipment along. Aren't you glad that I did now?
Oh, what did you do?
Set up a counter signal to make the mines think we're organic. It's child's play, really. They'll ignore us from now on.
Have you ever thought of taking up smuggling, Doctor?
Not lately.
Pity. I could use a first mate with your skills. Well, this is it. Last chance to turn back, Doctor.
Take us in, Ruth.
Who said that?
Me.
Ruth, how did you find that compartment? It's supposed to be undetectable.
I figured you were bound to have a few hiding places inside this tin can.
Jeez.
Sorry, Doctor. I snuck on board while you and Hoskins were fetching your stuff.
I told you that you could not come. I almost begged you.
But I had to. You know I did.
Hoskins, have we got enough time to take Ruth back to the surface and come back down again?
Time, yes. Fuel, no. We go in now or not at all.
Take us in, Hoskins.
Thank you, Doctor.
Just remember this. I did everything I could to stop you coming down. I won't be responsible for the consequences, Ruth.
Welcome to the Deep Sea Energy Exploration Project, General Flint. You won't regret coming here.
I hope not, Professor Vollmer. So, this is the DEEP that eats so much of my R&D budget, huh? Not much to look at, is it?
We prefer to spend our money on research rather than aesthetics, General.
Yeah.
How was your journey? Got yourself Lucky Lee fetched you. He's rather better at piloting our sub than I am.
Can we progress this inspection, Vollmer? My time is limited.
Of course. Lee, can you take the General's bags to the living quarters?
Yes, Professor.
Now, if you'll just follow me, General, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Well, these are the coordinates, but I can't see anything, just bubbles.
They're from the hydrothermal vents, so we must be close to the base.
The explosions must have ruptured the seabed, creating this effect. Hoskins, take the sub in a circle round the vents. If the military probe found a way through, so can we.
Okay. I'm not seeing anything different, Doctor. It's all just the
Look,
same...
Look, there! The research center! My God! It is still intact!
Hoskins, hold this position. Explosions must have happened outside the seabed, creating this ring of black smokers.
But what about the radiation? Where did that come from?
Whoever set the charges used dirty bombs designed to contaminate the area with massive levels of radiation. Ruth, switch on that Geiger counter.
It's in the red. We've got no more than an hour before it's fatal.
So there's no reason to delay any longer. Hoskins, take us in.
I'm not going over one of those vents. It'd melt the hull.
You can go between them.
Forget it! You pay well, Doctor, but not enough for suicide.
I'll double your fee.
Triple it and you've got a deal.
Done. Now, take us in. What's happening?
Superheated water that the hull can't take it. Just. I'm making a circuit of the research center before we go in. It looks watertight, but I don't want any nasty surprises.
Then you came to the wrong place.
Doctor?
Huh? Just thinking out loud.
As you can see from these results, General, the black smokers seem certain to be a viable option for future energy exploitation.
Yes, and when could that exploitation begin?
Huh? Well, obviously there's a lot more work to be done here than feasibility studies. Perhaps within 30 or 40...
Months? Sort of
years, General. 30, 40 years? You can't rush a project like this. Why are you smiling?
You've got no idea, have you, Professor? The world needs new sources of energy now, not in 30 or 40 years.
I never pretended the deep was a quick solution. I know military men prefer immediate results, but this endeavor will
Talking of results, why don't we go and see what Lee has been up to in his lab, shall we?
Lee? But he's just my assistant. General Flint, what do you mean? I know that Lee has been busy doing some secondary research.
Safe to me, Doctor. I'm getting out. No.
What's that smell? Jesus, that's rank.
Yeah, recycling system must have packed in years ago.
You can put the pistol away, Hoskins. Nobody's been in here for 27 years.
Doesn't mean I trust either of you two.
We've only got a limited time before the air stops being breathable.
How long?
Put it this way. Radiation will kill us first. At least the lights are still working. Hoskins, how long will it take to prepare the sub for departure?
Not sure. We took quite a bruising back there. Give me 10 minutes and I'll let you know.
Come on, Doctor. Let's find what we came for.
You should stay here with Hoskins. I don't know what we'll find. It could be very dangerous.
Let's not go through all that again. I'm here now. The deed is done. Somewhere in this research center is the truth about what happened to Dad. You're going to help me find it.
All right. We'll go together. Hoskins, use the intercom system if you need us.
Yeah.
What happens if you can't fix the sub?
The deep's still got its escape pod. I checked on our approach. There's only room for two.
Professor Vollmer, you don't understand. The work I've been doing here for General Flint is just as important as your research, maybe more important.
That's ridiculous. I've been trying to ensure mankind's future while you've been creating these abominations behind my back.
They are not abominations. They are works in progress. Would you want people to see the results of your experiments half completed?
No, but that's hardly a fair comparison.
Isn't it, Professor? I don't think you care one way or the other about what Lee here has been doing in his spare time. I think you're more angry that your assistant has outdone you.
Nothing could be further from the truth. Lee, I trusted you. I shared my hopes and fears with you, things I couldn't tell anyone else. And this is how you repay me. With betrayal, going behind my back, diverting money from my funding for this freak show.
It is not a freak show! This is important research that will have major implications for medical science. It's not that I took your money that hurts you. It's that I'm stealing your spotlight.
Do you know me so little? I'm not interested in fame.
Oh, the great Professor Vollmer! A man who devoted his life to science, who even abandoned his own daughter, all in the pursuit of glory.
How dare you bring my daughter into this?
Hey, I think you've touched a nerve there, Lee.
Don't you laugh at me, General. How dare you treat this deception so lightly?
Don't tell me what to do, Professor. I can laugh at whatever I want. I pay your bills, remember? I own you and your precious project.
Lee, why did you keep this from me? If you're so proud of this research, why hide it away in here? Why not share your findings with me?
So that you could look down your nose at me from your moral high ground, dismiss my work as unethical. Fed up with people like you. You're so short-sighted and timid, you hold back any real progress and keep the world in a scientific dark age.
That's simply not true. For God's sake, I've devoted my entire life to improving the world, to making life worth living. Not just now, but in the future, for our children. I'm all for progress, Lee, but there aren't any shortcuts. What you're pursuing is the quick fix with instant results. But at what price, Lee, At what price?
As amusing as this debate may be, gentlemen, it is quite immaterial. You, Professor Vollmer, are not running this operation. I am. Oh, Your capacity for gullibility and self-delusion is astounding. But that's why you were selected as our principal research scientist.
I don't understand.
The military aren't remotely interested in your Black Smoker project and never were. The only reason we agreed to fund your initial research was to provide a credible smoke screen for the real work. The bleeding heart liberals of the world might not like what Lee here has created in his lab, but we recognize it for what it is. The future.
I guess your father's laboratory.
Jesus. What a mess.
Someone else has been here, and by the look of things, they were searching for something. I wonder if they found it.
Oh.
What's this?
Shakespeare. It's the complete works of Shakespeare. I remember. Dad always kept a copy with him.
Hardly required reading for environmental scientists.
I remember that he liked The Tempest. He wanted to name me Miranda, after Prospero's daughter. But my mother wanted Ruth instead.
Doctor! Ruth? Can anyone hear me? Where are you?
What is it?
The damage to the sub is worse than I thought. The electrics are screwed, and the fuel cells are leaking too.
Can you fix it?
Maybe. I'm gonna have a look around, see if I can scavenge enough parts to latch something up. You found anything yet?
Still looking.
Okay. I'll get back to you.
Funny. The damage didn't look that bad to me when we arrived.
Ruth, I want you to stay here. Keep looking through your father's notes, see what you can find.
Yes. Okay. Well, where are you going?
To keep an eye on Hoskins. I suspect he's looking for something other than just replacement circuits.
Careful, Doctor. Hoskins is the only one carrying a weapon.
Don't worry. I have a few tricks up my sleeve.
Oh, what the hell is that? Police public call box. How's this thing doing down here?
More to the point. What are you doing here?
Doctor, I thought you were with Ruth.
I decided to do some exploring of my own. You didn't answer my question. I saw you coming out of the main control room. What were you doing in there?
Like I said on the intercom, I was looking for circuits I could scavenge to repair the sub.
For a smuggler, you're a most unconvincing liar, Hoskins.
You're out of line, Doctor.
Why did you agree to bring me to the deep? Everyone else refused point blank, but you seemed almost eager to take my charter. Why? What's your real motive for coming here?
Money.
Hmm?
That's all!
And maybe not just mine. Who else are you working for, Hoskins?
I'm a free agent. Why do you care if I make a few extra dollars on the side?
Nothing must leave here, Mr. Hoskins. Whatever you're up to, I strongly suggest you forget about it.
Think this police box is worth anything? Looks like an antique. Could be valuable.
I doubt it. These were decommissioned, well, some time ago.
Then what's it doing down here?
I had to leave it 27 years ago.
This is yours?
In a manner of speaking. Get back to your repairs, Mr. Hoskins. I've unfinished business to complete before leaving. And keep your light fingers to yourself.
Flint, you must see sense. My work with the Black Smokers could be a boon for all mankind.
I don't care about all mankind. I care about my kind. You've got a simple choice, Professor Vollmer. Stay here as the public face of the DEEP while Lee continues his research, or face the consequences.
I am ready for the next stage, General. All I need is an adult human, not a clone. A natural-born test subject.
But that's against all the prin... What was that?
Lee, take this pistol and investigate, huh? I've got a few home truths to share with the professor.
Yes, General.
Vollmer, I've never trusted you. Your liberal values and eco-friendly ethics may go down well in the world of science, but I prefer men like Lee. Men who accept discipline and get the job done.
Mindless drones who will compromise their principles to satisfy you.
No. Soldiers. Warriors. It's called survival of the fittest, Professor. Or didn't you learn about Darwin's theory?
Evolution does not excuse what is being done here. It's unspeakable.
Sounds like I've arrived just in time.
Who the hell are you?
Smith. Dr. John Smith. But everyone just calls me the Doctor. I've come to save the day.
Doctor?
Should have been done years ago, destroying all evidence of what went on in this room.
I don't understand. Where are we?
Look in those tanks. You'll see.
What is this liquid? It's... Oh, my God. There's something in there. Is it a body?
Partly rotted away, but yes, it's human.
Oh.
Just. Now look in the other tanks.
More of them. This isn't just decomposition. These people were disfigured, mutated. I don't understand. What is this place?
It's a horror show. An exhibition of atrocities, all in the name of science. Perpetrated in the name of progress.
This one! It's got a face! Oh, my God! It's a baby!
This was the site for a series of vile experiments using DNA and stem cells taken from the unique marine species living in the vicinity of the Black Smoke. The samples were genetically enhanced and then injected into growth-accelerated human clones. The bodies in those tanks are the failures.
Why are you burning these? It's this handwriting. It's not Dad's.
No. His assistant was responsible for starting all of this.
Lee? Why?
Genetic engineering for military research. Lee was trying to create a super soldier, giving it properties stolen from marine predators. Utterly unethical and extremely dangerous.
At least that explains why the military funded the Deep. I could never understand why they took such an interest in my father's work.
Your father was a means to an end for Flint. Lee's research had been outlawed by a dozen different international treaties. The only way it could take place was in secret. The Deep was the perfect location, away from prying eyes, with a highly respected scientist as its public face.
So my father became the scapegoat when everything went wrong. Why are you destroying the evidence, Doctor? This is exactly what we need to clear Dad's name. That's why we came here.
I'm sorry, Ruth. I haven't been completely honest with you.
What?
I came here to ensure the secrets of the Deep stay buried. Like I tried to do 27 years ago. This time, I will make certain, by any means necessary.
How did you get here?
In a box.
Yeah, and you'll be leaving in one if you don't start telling the truth.
He was locking the door of a tall blue box. Wasn't there before. It's not part of our equipment. Here's the key.
What's inside the box?
Dunno. I tried the key. It didn't work.
Well, we'll try again later. This is a military facility with restricted access, Doctor. How did you bypass the alarms?
That would be telling. Professor Vollmer, I presume.
Yes, but Doctor, I don't understand. What are you doing here?
Ah, an acquaintance of yours, Professor?
Well, yes. No,
The Professor and I have recently enjoyed an exchange of information from one scientist to another.
Oh, dear, Professor. It seems you've been indiscreet.
Oh, don't blame him, General. I'm afraid that I had to resort to a little subterfuge to encourage the professor to take me into his confidence.
You mean that you and Dr. Hansen...
are not colleagues, no. In fact, we've never met. But I needed to confirm my suspicions about what's been going on down here, and you, Professor, were my easiest point of access. A little elementary computer hacking, a few words of flattery, as well as the casual mention of my association with a top-secret military organization, and you told me everything I needed to know.
About the Black Smoker?
No, about Lee's genetic tinkering, which could lead to the end of the world, incidentally. I commend you in your pursuit of alternative energy sources, Professor, but turning a blind eye to Lee's activities was a cowardly act.
Thanks for the confession, Doctor. You've saved us the trouble of a trial.
Yes, I've always thought military intelligence was an oxymoron. General, I came here to stop a terrible mistake. I make it my business to know about this sort of thing, and to prevent it.
You're either an enemy agent or some kind of eco-terrorist.
You make that sound so negative.
Tell me, Doctor, why shouldn't I order Lee to kill you right now?
For a start, I don't think Lee has ever killed anyone before, have you? Yes, but mainly because you don't know who I am or how I got here. If I can gain entry to this place so easily, so can others. You have a serious security problem, General. Killing me won't solve that. I'm more likely to talk if I'm alive.
True. True. Perhaps this will loosen your tongue.
Oh, General! Dawes!
Don't what, Walmer? Why are you so concerned for your colleague's welfare?
Huh? I won't be a party to this intimidation and torture. You said I had to make a choice. Well, I've made it. I'm going to expose what you've had Lee doing down here.
Professor, you are the most cotton-picking, stubborn, naive man I have ever met. You signed certain documents when you accepted military funding. Breaching those agreements is an act of treason. And treason is punishable by death.
My principles are more important than some piece of paper.
Are they more important than your life? Why are you so concerned about this doctor's well-being?
I can't let you murder him. It's wrong.
Oh, your righteous morality makes me sick, Fulmer. You told this intruder how to gain entry to the DEEP, didn't you?
No, I did nothing.
Lee!
Yes, General?
I think Professor Fulmer has just volunteered to take part in one of your experiments.
You were here 27 years ago. So you know what happened. You've always known. All this time.
Some of it, I was...
Doctor! Ruth! Help! There's something in here with me!
Hoskins, it's Ruth! Where are you? What's happening?
The landing bay!
Hoskins! Hoskins! Doctor, we've got to help him!
Stay
back! Hoskins! Hoskins, are you on... Okay. We're too late. Is he...
dead? Yes. Whatever did this, tore him apart.
What could do such a thing?
Claw marks.
That sound we heard on the intercom. It was... I've never heard anything like it. Horrible.
Massive blood loss, too. That's what probably killed him.
What are you doing?
It's not just blood. It's salt water.
That's hardly surprising. The place is awash with it.
Yes, but most of it leads directly from the water around the sub towards Hoskins' body. Whatever killed him came in from the sea.
How can you say that so calmly?
Because panicking will get us nowhere. I'm going back to finish what I started. Ruth, I want you to stay here. Check over the sub, see if Hoskins finished the repairs.
No way, Doctor. There's a killer down here. We stay together. Do you want Hoskins' gun?
No. I never carry firearms. Besides, it didn't save Hoskins.
Maybe not, but it makes me feel safer. Doctor, you haven't told me what happened to Dad.
I had good reasons for keeping it from you.
I don't care about your reasons. You can explain them later. Just tell me the truth. What happened to my father?
Professor?
before it's too late.
Lee, if the doctor moves, shoot him.
Understood, General.
Let go of me, Flint.
Not yet, Professor. Now, do all these syringes contain the enhanced DNA?
Yes, General.
Flint! Listen to me!
Professor, stay perfectly still, or this needle will puncture your neck.
Flint! Let him go!
I don't think so, Doctor. Now, you will answer my questions, or your friend, the professor, becomes a human guinea pig.
I told you before, General. Volmer is not my friend. I've never met him before. I just used him. I don't care if he lives or dies. But I warn you, do not inject him with that syringe. The consequences will be catastrophic.
Oh, I've met your kind before, Doctor. Full of high-minded principles. But you're all talk and no action. Handicapped by compassion. It takes ruthless men to make history, and I don't think you've got what it takes.
You don't know me at all, General. You just think you do.
Last chance, Doctor. What's it to be?
Even if I told you what you want to hear, Flint, you've already made up your mind. You're willing to sacrifice me, Volmer, even Lee, anyone who gets in your way.
You had your chance, Doctor.
No!
Fool, Flint!
Doctor, help Lee get the professor up on that bench.
We should strap him down.
You're insane, you know that?
The enhanced DNA, it sometimes causes convulsions.
Good idea. Once you've done that, get your papers together. We're leaving.
Yes, General.
Doctor, since you claim to be a medical man, you can monitor the effects of that enhanced DNA on the professor.
Where are you going, Flint?
To prepare for our departure. Lee, don't let the doctor out of your sight. If he tries to leave, kill him.
The injection. Did it kill my father?
No. Not immediately. He regained consciousness soon after Flint had gone.
Lee! The professor is coming round.
Hold on.
His skin. Lee, look at this!
I'm warning you, Doctor. If this is a trick...
You're a scientist. Why didn't you start acting like one? Come and see what your enhanced DNA is doing to him.
His skin... It's changing.
Feel the ribcage, the chest.
The professor's body is undergoing a massive change. Almost as if his DNA was being rewritten from the inside out.
What exactly was in that syringe? How was it enhanced?
Illegal growth accelerants. Flint was going to pull our funding unless I produced the results he wanted. I sped up the processes, cut a few corners. I thought it'd be okay.
What was in the syringe?
A cocktail of different ingredients.
A cocktail of death. You're a traitor, Lee. The whore. Willing to sacrifice your principles for glory.
Professor, how do you feel?
Strange. Rich and strange.
Becoming delirious.
Doctor, please, kill me now. I don't want to.
He's convulsing. His body can't take the shock of the transformation. Help me, Lee! The restraints are going to break.
I can't.
Help me!
Is he still alive?
But he's lost consciousness again.
Computer. Voice recognition. General Gordon Flint.
Recognition confirmed.
Prime self-destruct mechanism.
Level 2 security clearance verification is required before activation of auto-destruct facility can be initiated.
Inputting my numbers now.
Security clearance verified. Auto destruct facility activated.
Good. Now, establish a link with the 6 devices at these locations outside the base.
Link established.
Synchronize the DEEP's auto destruct sequence with those devices
and download the initiation sequence to my palm unit.
Confirmed.
Excellent. No loose ends.
There. That's all of Lee's notes destroyed.
Doctor, why did you never tell me you were down here on that day? All those times I asked you what happened, you said you didn't know.
I couldn't tell you. Not without breaking my word to your father. I promised you'd never find out what happened to him. That was the real reason I didn't want you coming down here.
So all that stuff about discovering the truth, for me, it was all just a lie.
Yes.
That noise again.
Whatever killed Hoskins is coming back for more. You have to leave, Ruth, now.
No, I'm not leaving until you tell me how my father died.
Don't be a fool, Ruth, there isn't time.
Doctor, I'm not going anywhere until you tell me.
All right, I'll tell you on the way to the escape pod. The sooner I get you out of here, the better.
All right. What about you? Aren't you coming with me?
I have to destroy this place before I leave, once and for all. I'll repair the mini-sub and leave in that. Now, come on!
Professor was right, Lee. You're the worst kind of scientist. Research can't be rushed simply to meet some deadline. Especially not one imposed by the likes of Flint.
Why not? Okay, nobody wants a war, but you can't ignore the fact that that's when the gloves come off and mankind's greatest scientific achievements are made.
That doesn't make what you did right. These experiments breach every code of ethics, every aspect of good scientific practice. Using human clones as test subjects, it's barbaric.
So were the experiments run in Nazi concentration camps. But the data gathered there from those experiments, no matter how unethical the source, it saves lives today. Given the chance, would you have stopped those experiments knowing they would save lives in the future?
The end justifies the means, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. Doctor, what are you doing?
A little experiment of my own. I'm not convinced you believe your own rhetoric, Lee.
Stay back. I'll shoot you if I have to.
Prove it.
Stay back! I'm warning you, I will!
Dangerous things, pistols. Particularly in the wrong hands. Now, you were saying something about the end justifying the means. I know these experiments of yours will do more harm than good if allowed to continue. So, if I kill you now to stop all this going any further, would that be justified?
Please, Doctor.
Would that be justified?
No! No!
Wrong answer. Yes.
You murdered him in cold blood.
It was necessary.
It was necessary. Doctor, how can you be so unrepentant?
Should an executioner repent? Lee's experiments were a crime against humanity, against civilization. I had to make sure he couldn't continue or even talk about his work. I took the only realistic course of action.
How can you be so cold? So inhuman?
Don't compare me with yourself. There are far greater things to consider than whether one person lives or dies. There could be no witnesses to Lee's experiments. He had to die.
I can't believe this. I can't believe what you're saying. You're talking about murder like it was simply a matter of choice. You took a man's life, Doctor. Don't you feel any remorse? Any guilt?
Whether somebody lives or dies is a matter of choice, Ruth. This is not about right and wrong. This is about doing what is best. You don't understand.
Too right, I don't understand.
You have no conception of the decisions I have faced, of the sacrifices I have made.
I don't know you, Doctor. I don't think I've ever known you.
Ruth, we don't have time for this.
All these years, I thought you were my friend, my guardian angel. And now you admit to murder like it means nothing.
It was necessary. There could be no witnesses.
Well, what about me? I'm a witness now. What will you do to me?
I didn't want you to come down here, Ruth. I did everything I could to stop you. And
now it may be too late.
Doctor, you haven't answered my question.
Be quiet. It's getting closer. We must hurry.
But what about...
Now! This way. This way.
Where am I? What happened?
Lee's laboratory. General Flint injected you with enhanced...
DNA.
Yeah.
How bad is it, Doctor?
Progressive mutation, cellular breakdown. I doubt you'll survive more than a few hours. How do you feel?
Strange. Rich and strange.
You said that before. Lee took it to be delirium.
No. A line from a play. I used to read it to my daughter when she couldn't sleep. Where is Lee?
Dead.
Good. Doctor, do something for me when this is over. Tell my daughter how much I loved her. Look after her. Make sure she never discovers what happened to me. Please.
I'm not really the best person.
For pity's sake, man. Please.
Very well. I promise.
Lee! Where are you?
What the hell happened here?
Lee's dead. And Professor Vollmer won't last much longer either. What have you been doing, General?
I was priming the DEEP's self-destruct mechanism. When I trigger it to blow, it will destroy the Deep, removing all trace of this place. And just to make sure, Lee and I planted a cluster of dirty bombs on the seabed that will saturate the area with radiation. No one will be able to come near the place for years.
Very thorough, General. It seems you've been doing my job for me. I wonder why.
This stage of the experimental process is at an end, and from now on, Lee, others will be able to step in.
I only needed one bullet to kill Lee, General. That leaves plenty for me to show how ruthless I can be. Now, I will not ask you again. Why are you destroying the DEEP?
My superiors weren't aware of what has been happening here, but they seem to be catching on. It's time to close the DEEP and take all the data from Lee's experiments for future use.
You bastard, Flint. All of this just to protect your own back. You murdered me.
Volmer's transformation is startling, isn't it? And you started it, General.
Collateral damage.
You bastard, Flint.
Drop the gun, Doctor.
Give me one good reason why I should do that.
Because the control unit I have in my hand is linked to the base's main computer. And the button that my thumb is on will trigger the self-destruct. You may want to destroy this place as well, but I'll wager that you aren't willing to sacrifice yourself with it.
And you're prepared to destroy Lee's research and yourself? I think not. You're clutching at straws, General.
A Mexican standoff,
give me
then.
The detonator or I'll shoot you through the knees.
You can make your threats, Doctor. You might even carry them out, but I'll be damned if I capitulate to scum like you.
No! No! Vollmer! Keep back! I need Flint alive!
No! No!
Attention! Attention! Auto-destruct sequence has been initiated. There are 5 minutes to detonation.
Damn! The escape pod, huh? It's just after the next junction. Keep going.
Don't touch me. It's coming from the escape pod. What is it?
Something I thought had died long ago. Keep out of sight.
Is that you, Doctor? I thought it was. I picked up your scent even in this foul air. You shouldn't have come back here.
I had to. It was the only way to prevent it starting all over again.
How long has it been, Doctor?
27 years.
Really? Time has little meaning when the sun no longer rises above you. Who's with you? I smell two scents.
You're mistaken.
Dad? Dad? It's Dad. He's still alive.
No! Ruth! That thing killed Hoskins. You can't trust it.
Let go of me, Doctor. Let go. Dad! Dad, is that you? It's me.
Get back. Don't look at me.
Dad, please. It's been so long.
No. Don't come any closer.
Please, let me see your face. No. Come out of the shadows. That's it. Come out of the shadows so I can see.
Not quite what she expected, am I?
She's unconscious. I thought you were dead, General Flint.
Attention, attention. There are now 4 minutes to detonation.
What happened? Doctor? Doctor?
You passed out. Massive sudden blood loss tends to do that.
My arm. That thing took my arm.
I put a tourniquet on the stump, but you won't last long.
What? What's happening?
You activated the destruct sequence during your little tussle with Volmer. We don't have long.
Why are you still here?
You took the key to my ship and I want it back.
Quite important to you, isn't it? I don't have it.
I know. I searched you when you were unconscious. Where is it?
Somewhere you'll never find it.
Where?
Go to hell, Doctor.
Where? Where?
You're wasting your time, Doctor. You've only got a few minutes left. You could try searching for it, but I don't think you'll find it in time.
You bastard. I'm not beaten yet, General.
Nor am I, Doctor. Nor am I.
Attention. Attention. There are now 3 minutes to detonation.
What happened, General? How did you survive?
You left me for dead, Doctor. But even then, I knew that I wasn't dying. I could feel the transformation taking place within me.
Volmer. He infected you with the same enhanced DNA that instigated his own mutation, turning you into that. And the radiation probably just accelerated the process. I'm sure Volmer would have seen that as a fitting irony.
What's the cliche? If something doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger.
Congratulations, General. You've become the super soldier that you went to so much trouble to create. But what about the Deep? How did it survive the explosion?
There was no explosion. Somehow, Doctor, I knew that you'd be back looking for your precious key and your blue box. And I wanted to be here to greet you. After you left me to die, I managed to drag myself to the control room and cancel the base's destruct sequence.
But there was an explosion. I felt it as I left. And the radiation?
I had no way of deactivating the dirty bombs outside the base. They did their job. They left the Deep intact, but cocooned in radiation. Nobody could get in.
And you couldn't get out. You've been here alone for 27 years.
Waiting for the day that you returned. Waiting for today. I found a book in Volmer's lab. He'd underlined a passage. Must have done it before he died. Full fathom five thy father lies. Of his bones are coral made.
Those are pearls that were his eyes. Nothing of him that doth fade, but doth suffer a sea change into something rich and strange. My father used to read that to me when I couldn't get to sleep. But you are not my father.
No. Well, Doctor,
Do you want to tell her how Professor Vollmer died? Or shall I?
Attention, attention. There are now 2 minutes to detonation.
Landing bay? Landing bay? Where the hell are you?
Here, Doctor. I was wondering when you'd get here.
Vollmer.
What's left of me? Where's Flint?
Dead or dying. It's over.
So where are you going, Doctor?
Professor, the deep is about to be destroyed by a series of massive explosions, removing all trace of Lee's experiments. We can die here together, or you can let me leave so I can keep my promise to take care of Ruth.
I'm coming with you.
I can't let you do that, Professor. While you remain alive, so do Lee's experiments. They must end, here and now.
And they have ended. Nobody need know about this outside the two of us. We're both men of science. Together we can find a cure and reverse my mutation. You can trust me. Please. Please. I don't want to die. Not like this. The monster. It can't end like this. It isn't fair. Please. Doctor, help me.
Attention. Attention. There is now 1 minute to detonation.
You're right. It doesn't have to end like this. Come on. Get in the sub. Vollmer?
Yes?
I couldn't take the risk.
Attention. Attention. There are now 30 seconds to detonation.
The surveillance cameras caught it all. I was watching from the control room. I saw him gun your father down. The doctor escaped in the submersible just before the explosions began.
Why, Doctor? Dad was right. Together you could have cured him.
He was a living, breathing experiment. I did trust him. As long as he was alive, the possibility remained that someone else would be able to pick up where Lee and Flint left off. I had no choice. I couldn't allow him to leave the deep.
So you gunned down an innocent man just to tidy up another loose end. Was that it? Was that how much my father's life meant to you?
Ruth, Flint was behind all of this. He's the one who injected your father. He's the one who funded Lee's experiments. He's the one who set the explosions that turned this place into a radioactive tomb. If you're going to blame anyone, blame him.
Flint surviving was just another of your mistakes, wasn't it? Like not making sure this place was destroyed. So when you read what the military's unmanned probe discovered down here, you had to come down and clear up after yourself.
Yes. And I had to recover the TARDIS.
TARDIS? Your box, your ship?
Yes. That's why I needed my key back, General. Why, I still do. The TARDIS has been down here for 27 years, leaving me stranded. I couldn't come down to get it until the radiation levels had fallen low enough. It was a risk coming this soon, even for me. But I had to get here before the military did.
So what was the plan? Destroy this place and then escape in your ship?
Yes.
Leaving me up on the surface to mourn another death and with another mystery to haunt me. And what about Hoskins? What were you going to do to him?
He was expendable. A necessary sacrifice so I could get here before the military mission.
A necessary sacrifice? Another murder victim, is that what you mean?
A means to an end, Ruth. Nothing more. There is a higher agenda.
A higher agenda? And what about me? Now that I've discovered all this, am I going to be sacrificed too? Another means to an end. How many more lives, Doctor? How many more people must be sacrificed before the end stops justifying the means?
I never meant to hurt you, Ruth. I kept the promise I made to your father.
You murdered my father, you bastard! Every time you helped me, every time you made my life a little bit easier, that was just about soothing your own conscience, wasn't it? Guilt and betrayal, it's your specialty, Doctor.
You don't understand.
What about Flint? Does he have to die to silence the secrets of this place?
Yes.
What about me, Doctor? What happens to me? You were trying to get me to the escape pod before. Why? Why let me live?
I made a promise and I was trying to keep it. But you know too much, ma'am.
So you've decided
I have to die too.
Silence can be so elegant, can't it?
You don't leave me much choice then, do you?
Oskin's gun. You won't kill me, Ruth, you can't.
A means to an end.
Doctor, I have something that you want. Is this your precious key?
Get it to me!
You want it that much?
Yes!
Then you can choke on it. Doctor, I've waited a very long time for this.
It's no more than you deserve.
There. Now swallow, or I'll snap your neck in two. It's over. It's finally over. He's dead.
What will you do now, General?
Finish what the doctor tried to do. Destroy this place.
And then?
Swim down into one of the black smokers. It will be over quickly. I don't want to live like this anymore. You're free to leave in the escape pod.
I've discovered the truth that I came to find, and now I have to live with it. Alone. I've no proof. People will still believe that my father was responsible for what happened down here.
Take this.
What is it?
Hoskins was carrying it. He'd downloaded the surveillance camera files from the main computer, probably to sell to the press. Everything that happened 27 years ago is there. Make good use of it.
Thank you. This will make a difference. But before I go, 1, 2, 3.
What are you doing?
Counting how many bullets are left in Hoskins' gun.
Why?
Something the doctor said when I was a little girl. I asked him what happens to people after they died. He told me all about reincarnation. I asked him if he believed in it. The doctor said when he died, his body would regenerate. He would retain all his memories and experience, but in a fresh body.
But that's impossible. Nobody regenerates into a new body.
After all I've seen, I'm not sure anything is impossible. The doctor said he had 13 lives, but he'd already used most of those. If he was telling the truth, I want to be ready.
Look! It's starting.
Hello? I'm the doctor. Who are you?
Ruth. Goodbye. One down. I wonder how many more lives this bastard has left.